Please?
I'll come.
Attaboy. Hey guys. Hi. So every year in October we have what's called a diocesan convention, and it's where the people from all around the state, from all the different Episcopal churches in the state, come together, and our bishop, you know who he is? He's that guy with the big hat that comes around every once in a while. He's the head of our church in Wyoming. He has asked us when we come there to think about, if Jesus came to your church today, what would make Jesus say, wow? I think there's lots of things that Jesus would say wow about St. John's, but what I really think he'd say wow about is you guys. So I'm going to ask you, we're going to have a story today about Moses, and then I'm going to ask you guys for your help. The bishop has also asked that we create a banner for us to carry in to this convention, and I'd like to ask you guys if you'd help us by drawing stuff for that banner. So, would you do that? Okay, cool. So, do you like stories? Yeah? Anybody have a favorite story? What is it? Book stories. Yeah, book stories are always good. Well, you know, I've got kids. I know it probably seems hard to believe. Sometimes I can hardly believe it myself, but they're grown up now. And even though they're all grown up, they're still my kids and they're always going to be my kids. And same thing goes for you guys as your parents, too. They're somebody's children. Of course, they're your grandparents, right? And they had parents, and on and on and on. It just goes on and on. So we really like stories here at church, and every week we read some out of the Bible. Now, the Bible isn't really just one book, even though it looks like one book. They just put all these stories into it so that it was easier to carry around. And besides that, all of the stories in the Bible are somehow related. And you know how these stories all fit together? They're stories about God and about how we are related to God. Now, Jesus comes in kind of late in the stories, but he's very important because he is our hero. He's the hero of our story. And because Jesus came and he told us something really special. Jesus told us that we are all children of God. And you know what that means? That means we're all brothers and sisters here. We all have the same parent, God. And I think that's pretty cool. Now, remember a while back, I read you a story about an old couple that had a baby named Isaac. And that old couple's names were Abraham and Sarah. And they're really important people in a really old book that we call Genesis. It's that first part of the Bible. And Genesis is all about family, family, family. It's about how families get along and about how sometimes they don't get along and how they fight and how they make up and how one family leads to another family and it leads to another family, on and on and on, and how families are messy and beautiful and about how God is always there. The second book in this Bible is called Exodus. And it starts out with a story about a guy named Moses. Have you ever heard of Moses? Pretty famous guy. Okay, here's his story. At least the first part of it. Because it's a long story. He lived a long time and he did a lot of amazing things. He's the big hero of our Jewish brothers and sisters because all the amazing things that he and God did together for the Jews. He's one of our heroes too. Now, remember how Abraham and Sarah had Isaac when they were really old? We remember their names because we remember their story. Here's a strange thing. We don't know Moses' parents' name. I wonder why. I don't know why. But what I do know from the story is that Moses was born in a time and a place where his people, the Bible calls them the Hebrews, they were living in Egypt, a country where they were oppressed. That means they had to work for the Egyptians and work really hard for very little. They had to work, and they built big fancy cities for the Egyptians, and they barely got enough to stay alive. But the story tells us that even though the Hebrews were treated so poorly by the Egyptians, their families kept getting bigger and bigger. And the Egyptians' king, he was called the Pharaoh, became afraid of them. So he did what any scared Pharaoh would do. He told the midwives, those are the women that help other women have babies, deliver babies. He told those midwives to kill all the Hebrew babies. That's awful, I know. And they knew too. So the midwives tricked the Pharaoh and they didn't kill the Hebrew boy babies. So Pharaoh got even more scared and he got really angry and he kind of threw a fit and he said, okay then, just kill all the boy babies. Even worse, right? And yet, it's part of the story that we can't ignore. And it's a story we hear over and over again in the Bible about how scared men in power do awful things. But here's the cool part about this story, this part of Moses' story. His mom, and we don't know her name, must have been scared and angry too. She just had a baby boy, and she got scared for her baby's boy life, her baby boy's life, and angry at the Pharaoh for wanting him killed. And then she got really smart and really skillful. She made a basket and she made it so tight and waterproof, I'm thinking kayak here, and she put baby Moses in the basket and she put it in the backwater of the river. You know, like down at Emily's Pond or over here by the Dairy Queen, in those ponds where water isn't hardly moving at all and the cattails and the reeds grow tall around the shore. And she had Moses' sister. Wow, I didn't even know that he had a sister, and we don't know her name either. I wish we did. Anyway, Moses' sister hid in the weeds to see what would happen. Here's what happened. Pharaoh's daughter, remember Pharaoh? She just happened to be out for a stroll down by the backwater that day, and she heard a strange sound coming from the reeds. Then she saw the kayak. I mean, the basket. Since she is Pharaoh's daughter, she has a maid. And since she'd have to get all wet and muddy, she sent the maid down into the water to fetch the basket. And much to her surprise, what did she find in the basket? A baby boy. A baby boy. Pharaoh's daughter, we don't know her name either. I wish we did. Sure was a lot kinder. She sure was a lot kinder, and she had a much better heart than her father, because she knew right away that this was a baby boy and a Hebrew, and she didn't care about that. She just saw a little baby human being and felt sorry for it. But she didn't just feel sorry for it. She decided right then and there to do something for it, to save its life. But how? How could she save its life? Moses' sister, remember now, was hiding in the cattails. I mean, the reeds. And she must have been every bit as tricky and skillful as her mother, because she saw her opportunity and she took it. She must have kind of nonchalantly strolled over next to Pharaoh's daughter and said, a baby Hebrew boy. Want me to find a Hebrew woman to nurse and take care of him for you? I think I know somebody that might be willing. Pharaoh's daughter said, yes! Brilliant. I'll even pay her for it. So that's how it all worked out. Baby Moses got to live. His mom got to take care of him all through his childhood. I imagine that family loved each other, and sometimes they laughed when they remembered their story. The story of how three smart women got together and saved a little baby from a scared, angry Pharaoh. So that's the beginning of Moses' story. He grew up to be a great man, and he did lots of amazing things for his people with God. You'll hear little pieces of this story for the next few Sundays if you're in church. And if you want to know the whole story, ask your parents to tell it to you. If they need a little help remembering the story, show them how to Google it. But just for today, let's remember him as a baby in a basket in the water. Great things start with small children. Amen.
Amen.
Now, you want to go with Catherine and do some drawing for a little while and then come back for communion? Thanks, guys.